phela mina ngiyinsizwa ngiyinsizwa.
Yo, what's happening and welcome to it. It's another episode of the Shady Podcast. Today, I am the Shady and the podcast. I'm rolling solo today. I'm not rolling solo, but I'm not in action with my homie Waras. He's going to be back next week. He's running the streets, securing the whole of South Africa. So shout out to my homie Waras. But I do have some kick-ass guests with me, and I'm sitting in the middle, which I don't usually sit in. You're sitting in my seat, but it's all good. Still only 20. What's happening, gentlemen?
What's good?
What's good?
Let's go. I've been very fortunate to work with these guys. I've been fortunate to work with you guys on some music out and some that is not out. I don't know if you guys are going to kill me about the songs that I'm holding on to.
We'll talk about that.
But there's lots to unpack. So, look, gents, seeing that I'm alone today, I've seen that Waras is not here, you guys are going to be my co-hosts. You guys cool with that?
Yeah, no, of course.
So we're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about churches and popes dying. I don't know if we're going to speak about tariffs. I think we've done the whole tariffs thing, but yeah, there's a whole lot happening in the world. There's 22 computers being sold for how much were the computers sold for?
Two million.
It's not just 808s and
that's
90k a laptop,
Mfana.
You know, maybe 66.5 a laptop, sure, you know, sure. What I'm saying, so I don't know what kind of laptops they need.
But you get laptops that are worth...
My brother.
How much is a MacBook?
I'm telling you now, I'm trying to build a MacBook right now, to customize a MacBook that can take certain things that I want. And the most expensive Mac is most probably like 100K. So there's no chance...
That government officials need to be using 100K laptop.
That's South Africa for you, where people are eating money with forks and knives. But let's get into it. So the Pope just died. I don't know if you niggas know about that.
Pope Francis.
Pope.
And amen. There's been a lot of talk happening, but I want to roll this video and then I think we'll get into what's good in the hood. Huh? So what, should we start with the comments first? Oh snap. Okay, cool. According to Getsy, we gotta roll with the comments first. Yeah.
22 laptops for 2 million rand. If you do the mathematics, that would be what? Close to 90,000 rand for a laptop. That's a very costly laptop.
Yes, it was shocking when the news broke. It's 91,480 rand per laptop. So this is really shocking.
Was that it? Oh, hectic. Okay, cool. So yeah, pretty interesting. And obviously we spoke about that. So what we do here is we obviously read the comments on the show. I don't have my phone on me, so you guys are going to have to lead me.
I'm going to read.
What are the streets saying?
This guy says 91,000 on Takealot. There's a laptop for that much. I have a Dell laptop for 66K and it's still not good enough. So yeah, there are laptops that cost 90K. For what?
I don't dispute that there's costs of laptops. Like
Who are they buying these laptops for?
No, so look, graphic designers, guys who edit, like there's gaming laptops, there's graphic, there's laptops that require like insane, you know, graphic cards and memory, but ain't no way, Mfana.
Maybe this is like for that, but because I don't think anybody's saying who are these 22 laptops for. What do these laptops
government
do?
Government officials, Mfana.
I'm a mela. Maybe ba li studio. You know, they need space for vocals and programs. You know, maybe he's a graphic designer. You know, Photoshop and its improvements.
So there's government officials that can't rock WhatsApp.
Of course,
that can't. Badlalo WhatsApp, and you're telling me that they are using laptops for 22, for what? What's 90,000
rand?
They're saying, before we go any further with investigations, we only drink Coca-Cola, me and Buthelezi. I'm sorry.
Oh, is that the Sam's guy?
That's the Sam's. Like a group of a fish.
That's a crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, but bro, I think it's just it's insane that we're able to allow stuff like this to happen on a weekly.
Yeah,
you know, the 1 week it's school food that's, you know, being purchased at a ridiculous price. The next week it's laptops that are going for 90,000.
But is everything in our country now about to go that route?
Not about to, it's been.
Do you know what I mean? Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, it's been.
Soccer, music, you know what I mean? Everything.
Mm.
You just don't understand why, you know, the VARs now, you know, the referees, you know, the music, payola now.
All of these things are happening, and I think the beauty about South Africa is that we've normalized it. Mm. And when I say the beauty of South Africa is that we find some way, somehow, to live with it. But
thank you,
it'd be like that. But yeah, anyways, gents, I think we're going to get into it. So you guys are, I'm trying to make you guys feel comfortable. So that's what the comments are. Shout out to everyone who's showing us love on the socials. But like I was saying, Pope Francis has obviously passed away, which is extremely sad. And, you know, there's niggas who are next up in line.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't know, do you guys follow that? You know, are you guys religious like that? Or
No, you know, I wouldn't say religious like that, where now I'm following what's happening there at the Pope's house and stuff like that. But I do know, apparently, I don't know if it's true, but Bishop Jabulani should be in line for being the next Pope. I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
Come on! I
think that would be the most wonderful thing ever.
Sure.
You know, I don't know how the whole system of that religious stuff works, you know, because it's a government on its own there.
Got you. Yeah. Dion, rock us there.
I'm going to start preparing for my favorite international phenomenon, conclave! Conclave is the process by which the Catholic Church elects a new pope. They lock a couple hundred cardinals in the Vatican and they are sequestered to argue and vote for their new pope. And until we see white smoke come out of the chimney, that's when we know we've elected a new holy see. I have a very oddly specific and unironic love for conclave, so I'm here to break down all of the favorites in the process by which we might elect a new pope if Pope Francis does in fact pass and take his seat at the right hand of the Father. Here are the top five popes based on betting odds if we do in fact have conclave 2025. Number one is Pietro Parolin. He is currently the Secretary of State at the Vatican, which means he is number two in power. He's Italian. He's been dealing with foreign affairs. He's been sent overseas to talk to dictators. So this guy would most likely be your chalk pick. However, it is interesting to note that the last time that the Secretary of State of the Vatican was elected to be Pope was all the way back in 1939 with Pope Pius XII. So it doesn't happen that often. Something to consider. Number two is the Filipino Luis Antonio Tagle. Now, Luis is very liberal. He's basically considered an extension of Pope Francis, who was the most progressive pope of all time. In terms of things like LGBTQ and divorce and stuff that the Catholic Church is really strict on, Pope Francis and now Luis are very relaxed on that. Now, there's an old phrase, seguite siempre un papa grasso con sottile, which means always follow the fat pope with a skinny one, meaning that if you have a liberal pope, the pendulum usually swings back the other way and they hire a conservative one or vice versa. However, I don't think that really holds true as we continue to get more progressive with the papacy. So if that statement holds true, Luis would be fucked. If it doesn't, he's a likely candidate. Number three, Peter Turkson out of Ghana. I am obsessed with Pete because I desperately want a black pope. There's never been a black pope, and I really want to write a headline that says, like, white smoke, black pope. Listed in that top five is also Ambongo from the Congo, which would be another amazing headline. Now, the African popes, specifically Turkson, are conservative. They've spoken out against Pope Francis in the past, which leads us to number four. Number four, Peter Erdo, the most conservative of the bunch. He really does not like the gay stuff and the divorce stuff. He does not like Pope Francis. Now, he's Hungarian, and he was elected to be the head of the Council of Bishops in Europe, and he's considered to be a bridge between Europe and Africa. And in order to win, you need two-thirds of the vote, which is about 77 votes, and people think that if you get all of Europe and all of Africa, that's all it takes to win. So being Hungarian, he's in a good spot to win just off those two continents alone. Rounding out the top five is Angelo Scola, who is always the bridesmaid, never the bride. He went into last conclave the heavy favorite. As a matter of fact, when there was white smoke, people sent him congratulation emails, even though he wasn't actually the one who won. They said the classic phrases, you walked in the Pope and you came out a cardinal. Basically, he was like a one seed who got upset. As far as any potential Americans, Cardinal Timothy Dolan from New York was always in the mix. However, he turned 75 this year and had to retire. So Raymond Leo Burke from St. Louis, a conservative, is the only American who has a...
Very interesting that we even have rankings of top five popes. Like we have top five rappers out there. But it's very interesting, obviously, that take that guy has given us, which is the world would like to see a different kind of
pope.
whether it's from a ethnic mm-hmm. group or from a different, I guess, continent. Mm-hmm. However, I think the current, or well, not so current anymore. Mm. Whoops. No, apparently he was, you know, like more conservative when it came to like worldly views of you know, LGBTQ and I think, well, like gay rights
and what else? Marriages.
And marriages, yeah.
And you know? Divorces as well.
Oh, wow, who said gay? Wow.
Because Vele, I was going to ask, well, yeah. For you to actually get the votes that you need to become sure. the head pope, like, what do you need to represent? Like, what is it about you that is making us say, this has to be the
sure. next
the,
pope?
The next sure. pope, you know what
so, I mean? Like the guy said, how it works is basically they're going to lock themselves in a room, you know, and vote for the next brood. So much like politics, seemingly, you know, that there's you're going to have to sway some votes to say, yo, Africa, this is what we're going to do. Yo, America, this is what we're going to do. Or Asia, this is what we're going to do, which is very interesting for religion.
I think that's, I was about to ask that. Yeah. So is that what a pope does? Like saying, okay, religion has like improved now. Now we have all of these things that we sort of need to make religion okay with?
Sure.
Is that what a pope does?
Hey, so, I can't speak on that, but I think the challenge here, especially with the church like this, is that the world is evolving, you know? And you find places, I mean, you look at the whole Trump thing where Trump is like, yo, there's two genders, male and female.
Exactly.
Ezinye, Azam, you know? And that's what maybe the church faces nowadays, to say, yo, we're also facing these things, you know, and so your view needs, like you said, the view is dependent on, or I guess your votes are dependent on your view, you know, like, no, we don't, as the church, we don't believe in this. Therefore, you know, we won't allow 1, 2, 3, 4 versus the rest of the world is saying, well, you know, this is where the world is going. And then there's the consideration of a black pope as well. Mm. Is the world ready for a black pope? Mm. Why are we even asking that question? Is the world ready for a black pope?
I think, the world has always been ready. You know, I just feel like people don't want to be, the world on its own doesn't want to be led by something that they tried to colonize.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Hey. I don't know if I'm even saying it right, but I think it's that. Like, we're not going to hear rules from a different ethnic group. I'm not even going to be specific with, you know, whatever it is, but like, we have been running the world beautifully as this ethnic group.
Sure.
You know, so to change it means that you also need to bring change to your ethnic group that you guys. And so it sort of becomes like a little bit of a war thing, because I feel like our views will always be different.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. So now we're always trying to find the middle. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. With the popes now that they're picking, with where the world is at right now, with people being theys and them.
Yeah, and all the pronouns.
And you understand? So how do we make everybody happy as a religious group? Like, now we are changing what has always been there as religion. You know what I'm saying? So
it's a bit tricky.
It's very tricky.
Because we never know when we're right and when we're wrong nowadays.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Something that you grew up with and that you learned as while growing up is no longer right now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think it's a bit difficult for the popes, never mind politically, just for the pope, religiously.
Sure.
It's more deeper, because what are we saying? Are we saying us as religious people who don't believe in certain things that are happening right now
in the world,
That doesn't align with God? Does it align with our beliefs?
Sure.
Does it align with things that we've learned, that we know that they're right or they're wrong? So it's a bit difficult. And how am I going to say, this is my pope who believes in what I believe in now?
Sure.
You know, what about his beliefs now? What's going to happen? Am I going to vote for Mr. Turkson, right? Yeah, Pope Turkson. Does Peter Turkson believe in what I believe as a they them?
Ish. Fine. Yeah. Well, luckily, the popes are the ones voting.
luckily, the popes
are the ones voting. Luckily. So all the best to them.
Yeah, man.
To the upcoming, I guess they're electing.
They're electing, Pope,
And we will see. Apparently what happens is, I think according to the video at the Vatican, you know,
with the smoke.
They light up the white smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, on to some local church-related information. I don't know if you guys saw Floyd Chivambu. Floyd Chivambu went to...
Oh, to Bushiri's thing.
To Bushiri's church, which I was just like, yo, what? What an L.
Okay.
You know, just obviously, you know, with all the drama circulating around those names, why would you want to use... And I guess it's always been done, political will and religious will at a time, like, you know, for Easter. And I think Floyd Chivambu got some backlash, some crazy backlash online, and I think just from a lot of people who were quite offended by that visit, yeah.
Were they offended because of the church or because of what... Is Bushiri on the run?
There's that court ruling. I think there was an extradition, yeah? There was an extradition to grab him from, was it Malawi, yeah? Yeah, from Malawi because of that court case that he had.
Okay.
So to go do that as a politician and like, yo, I'm going to this guy's church.
How long did that case take? 10 years?
Hey, it's been a minute.
Case Yama.
Ka Bushiri.
Hey, Mono, Bushiri, okay, well, I'm sorry. Let me just understand something right now.
Sure.
Bushiri is definitely not South African.
No.
But he had a big church in South Africa.
100%, yes.
And then what happened? Did he defraud people? Or is that what happened?
It was a tax thing, no?
Because what? They weren't taxing his church.
No. Actually, Google it.
Yeah, we have to check
it. Let's not be stupid there. But basically, what happened is Floyd Chivambu, a prominent South African politician, and now a member of, obviously, the MK party, faced some backlash for visiting Shepherd Bushiri, a self-proclaimed prophet and a fugitive from the South African justice system. Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest problems. Bushiri, the head of the Enlightened Christian Gathering Church, fled South Africa in 2020 while out on bail for serious charges, including fraud, money laundering, and rape. That is the one. That's the one. Yeah, that's the one which I think was the issue.
The issue, yeah.
So obviously the visit occurred, I think, in April now over Easter, shortly after the Malawian court ruled in favor of Bushiri's extradition back to South Africa to stand trial. The timing of Chivambu's visit has intensified criticism and questions around the intention behind the meeting. And I think that's why this nigga is getting so much.
Yeah.
You know, it's because it's like, Mfana, kanjani.
Hey, you know,
there's a rape cloud hanging around this pool, and you want to use Christianity at the peak of Christianity, Easter, to But anyways,
so Baring, what are they saying to Floyd?
No, Mr. Floyd, osapota joang, somebody that is that we as a country are against. You know, why would you do that, Mr. Floyd? You left EFF, didn't he?
Yeah,
and you went to MK, right?
Has he responded though?
Nah, I don't think.
I think.
Do you think he's gonna respond?
He needs to let it die down.
I don't think so too.
Because people hide themselves when a PH with religion. You know, now if he tells you, look, that's my pastor. That's my pastor.
Sure.
Ain't nothing that you gonna say to him about that's my pastor.
Sure.
I'm saying he didn't do none of those things that you guys are saying. It's you understand what it is, but it's you against the country.
100%.
You know, so how do we say? And Mr. Floyd, you're supposed to be setting an example for the right things. But if I don't believe in that, then I can do whatever it is that I decide that I have to do. I'm going to go see my pastor. I need my things to get right. Also, my MK party, you know, if we need to recruit some people.
You know what the whack part is? That they distance themselves. The political party distance themselves.
That's
from
where the
visit,
danger is.
You know? They're like, hey, we good. Yeah. But it'd be like that. But anyways, gentlemen. Let's get into it. Let's get into the musical part of it, I guess. Yeah. Happy to have you guys in studio. Like
thank
I said,
you for thank
when,
you.
When we started off the episode is that I've been fortunate enough to work with you guys. But before getting into working with you guys, let's just run it back, you know, to when I bumped into y'all. I think it was at a poolside party or I'm not too sure. But before even that, let's just run through the story of how you guys came about, you know, your guys' brotherhood, and how we find ourselves here. Do you want to? How did you guys even start out as a duo?
First of all, it's your boys, the Do It Boys. Still only 20, Trelova Pala Boys.
Let's go.
Yeah, man, 20. I think. Yeah.
Yeah, Ish. You know what? I'm gonna start it back like a year before.
Okay.
You know, I used to be also in a group first, you know. The name of the group was New Star. We were fairly new, very new, actually.
What year is this?
I think 2011. 2011, yeah, I was still in school.
Okay.
And, we were starting out. It was really dope, you know, but then after school, you know, people grow, people find their other things, and then you realize that, you know, maybe this is not the route that we want to take because it's taken so long for us to become people.
Gotcha.
So that's how the group sort of disbanded and I was left by myself. And while I was busy working on myself, I went to school here, Boston.
Okay.
Media House.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't finish.
Funny story.
Yeah.
So you were born in Soweto?
In Deep Kloof. Soweto, yeah. Naledi Hospital. Yes. Lesedi Hospital, actually. Yes.
And how I know this information, your brother interviewed me.
Yes.
Your brother interviewed me on his podcast.
Yeah.
And, man.
And I was like, hey, yo, I always thought you guys were Free State based. And he's like, no. Born and bred in Joburg. I think it was Pops moved. Yeah, Pops moved to the Free State. Yeah, but we'll get into that. Sorry.
We'll come back to that. That's it's also a good story, but we'll get back to that, you know. And then in that year, I went back to Bloom.
Okay.
And my homie, Stino the Hero, Castino, if you're looking for him, the hero, you know, was like the hottest thing in the city at the time, you know?
Yes, this is Bloemfontein.
This is Bloemfontein now. I'm back in Bloom now. I'm alone now, away from the crew, a little bit depressed because now I have to do things by myself.
Ish.
You know, I'm hearing about this guy, bro, you know, and I'm like, I have to meet him. Sharp, one of my boys played me a song called The Vibe. What a jam.
And you were a solo at the time?
Yes, I was a solo.
Okay.
It's crazy, yeah. It's a crazy story. We'll come back to that too.
So, fast forward quickly, EP launch. He had his EP launch, The Author. That was his launch. He had a launch there, dropping his EP for the people the first time. The place, Hoinanda, was packed. Like, it was packed. Mm-hmm. PH, I'm talking about. I never seen packed. And this is like, back then, packed.
Yeah.
People are there for my boy. You know, that's when I met him.
Dope.
I met him that day. I'm like, yo, the hero, we got to work. We got to do what we got to do. You know? And, you know, us as rappers.
Were you like, yo, who's this nigga? Were you like, hey,
Not even. Because just like you, I knew about the parties, the poolside parties.
Yeah.
I just never been to one, you know, because Nixaba TV like that. You know, I only knew the poolside crew after meeting up with him because now I have a homie that I could get along with in terms of the music.
Sure.
And it's crazy because that wasn't part of the plan, PH2, for him to say this was the hottest guy in town. Like, what?
Yeah.
You know, because we from the hood, man. You know, we just made music to stay out of trouble.
Gotcha.
You know, I made music. I went to the studio because I didn't want to get into trouble. Like, my boys, I was the youngest where I'm from, you know.
Okay.
And I was like, nah, man, I'm not made for this, you know. I have to get something that will distract me.
Crime was not your thing.
You know what I mean? I'm from the murder capital. Don't get into But, you know, we different as people. And, you know, this wasn't part of the plan. I'm unfortunate and, you know, teammates, and I'm grateful, but this was never part of the plan. Me doing interviews like this, me doing podcasts like this, you know what I mean? So when I met up with my boy here, he can do everything, actually.
Okay.
You know, I think that's the time where I was like, you know what, I'm rolling with somebody who actually knows about these kind of things, you know what I mean? And I got to relax a little bit. My boy, you know, took the forefront. This is how we're going to do it, my dog. This is how we're going to do it. Yes, we're doing it proper, but this is the way we're actually going to do it.
So I think for me, fast tracking, obviously you guys now meet to a point where there was no lineup in Bloemfontein without your guys' name.
Yeah.
Or not even Bloemfontein, I think Free State.
Yeah. It ended up being that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long did it get to the point of obviously, like, yo, we're tired of doing the circuit in
Free State
and deciding, yo?
I think 2017, 2018.
Sure.
Yeah, like now we got a gig at Cantare. You know,
hey, Kentari, my boy.
Yeah.
Listen, that birth, yeah, that's when, I mean, that birth,
you know, MT, Nasty C.
We were there.
We were there.
We were there. Those Thursdays were like a culture shifting. Those Thursdays were culture shifting, man. But yeah, sorry.
So imagine all the way from Bloom, we get a booking like that. You know,
crazy.
Like crazy. I think on the lineup that time, I think nearly MT, ne? Well, you know, but in that time, I was there. We were still solo artists, so Stino had his, but we were rolling together.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
He had his set, I had my set.
Okay.
You know, kind of vibes. And after that, you know, the response that we got from people at that place, because now it was our official first time performing in Joburg.
Sure.
And we got there, we were like, you know what?
This is where we gotta be.
We gotta do something insane.
Yeah.
And then the following year, we did Pop Bottles.
Okay. In Johannesburg.
No. The Makufe one.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. This was at Ramblers, ne?
Yes. Ramblers.
Yeah,
Ramblers.
I remember. I was there.
Yes.
I was there. Yeah, this was at Ramblers. I was there.
And listen, you know, the way Milkshake, Dimples, and Speedster and them, you know, the response.
Sure.
Already we knew, like, we were hot already. But, sure. You know, that particular day was a different kind of hot because now we having all of those people that we look up to you boys got to do something.
Yeah.
You know, in Joburg, we were like, okay, no, now it's the time. So sure. Ever since that time, so 2018, 2019 to now, that was the time where we were really trying to expand out of the Free State. And we made our little bit of moves there and there, but it started from that time because now we were getting recognition from everybody, Black Motion,
dope,
and all of those people. So it was the time. And we've been hot in Bloom for like 5 years
for
prior.
For a minute, yeah.
You understand?
Yeah,
so I don't want to say people would ever get tired of, because they don't. We're still there now. But it was a matter of, like, we can actually do this. You know what I'm saying? So,
speaking on that, like, you know, coming from a small town, I come from East London.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, I progressed to Cape Town before moving to Johannesburg. You see those lights from a distance. You flirt with Johannesburg, like you mentioned. You know, we did the Kantori shows and whatnot. But moving to Johannesburg is a different story, a different beast.
Yeah.
You know? Cool. You guys have now, obviously, you know, you've built a solid base in the Free State.
Mm-hmm.
How do you break it down to your friends, family, parents to say, yo,
we out of here.
Fuck a Bloemfontein, I'm out of here.
Because they've also been believing that you guys have to move.
Okay. So it wasn't a hard sell.
It wasn't a hard sell. Sure. We actually delayed the move.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, because personally, me, I've never lived anywhere else.
Got you.
You know, it was a bit scary.
Sure.
It really was a bit scary. I've been in the streets of Bloom my whole life.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm going to start. I don't know what I'm going to do. Listen, we have a plan. We know what we're going to do. But goddamn, this, I'm moving there. I'm going to make a living there, you know.
Okay.
But considering us moving, everybody believed that you guys are too good for this city.
Sure.
Like, yes, we support you and we are sad that you guys need to leave, but you have to leave. And we haven't had a superstar in our city ever. You guys are our last chance to actually do the right things, guys.
Sure.
Just man up, make the move. And it'll be big.
What song is like big in your guys' catalog at that time? Is there a song which drove you guys?
It's Run Gijima.
Run Gijima was our biggest song that time.
Uh-huh.
And we're building up, you know, because now we finally have a song that's like that big.
Sure.
And we've had songs big, right? But Run is just
big in the Free State, I guess.
Yeah. You know, and now we knew, okay, if we have everybody feeling like this with this song, we, like, while it's still hot, we need to come up with another one.
Sure.
So which was Shima.
Yes. Woo! You see, now I think that for me was like the, I don't want to say game changer, you know, mm-hmm. that for me catapulted you niggas into
facts.
Oh, hey, these niggas is,
facts.
You know, you know.
And what's sad about Mshimani, well, it's not sad, but what irks me about Mshimani is we haven't made the move yet when we drop it. We're still in Bloom. Everybody's telling us that song is causing rakas
in
Joburg.
There was no DJ who wasn't playing that song, whether you're opening your set with it or
in
the middle of your set. Like, it was just one of those songs where You had to drop.
We never witnessed that. We never witnessed
so
that.
So wait, you guys weren't doing a PR run? You guys weren't
No, no, no. We were okay. doing, but we weren't in the streets of Joburg. Shh.
That's where we needed to be at that time.
Tell me, where were you, Chief?
Obviously, it was COVID too.
COVID stopped that.
Because I remember, I think all the hip hop DJs were playing that song on lockdown house party on the program that we had. But transcending into when we were allowed to, it was still
hot.
Yeah, it was still one of the hottest joints. Yeah,
that was when now we're trying to come in now. You know, okay, we here. That's why Tony T had to revive it with the remix.
So we got
Bokuli just to bring the song back again. We can be outside now. We can do this. But now, when we got to Joburg, we're already finding out that the song's already big. Now we're making it big again.
Sure.
You know,
Canada was Cooley and who else on the
KO.
KO, yeah.
Yeah,
and Major League.
And I think you guys shot the video for that instead of the original, right? Or
No, we shot both for the original. Yes, we did shoot for both of them.
Did you?
We did.
I remember that. I think the remix.
I think the remix, because the remix like made it on TV like pow.
Okay, I guess because of the artist of that you guys had. Yeah, okay, cool. And then, I mean, speaking of Akuli, you know, I think what really then took you guys to another level was obviously the feature
with Akuli.
Yeah.
We did Buyile.
Buyile.
And, you know, that's so like beautiful, because now even within ourselves, I think it solidified the fact that, okay, dog, like we are actually doing
this thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and we're doing it right. Like if you have like Cooley's our idol, you know, like he's like Momuli, well, not like, but like with Momulimi, Dukes and WHP and them, like that's what we listen to all the time. That's what we aspired to be around, to be part of that sort of community, the Caspers and them, you know what I'm saying? So if Cooley's saying that we are hot and boys, I need a verse, I need a jam, because I'm finna come back in the circuit and I need to come back hot. And I believe that you guys can do
are the
that.
One. Yeah,
I mean, there's no looking back after that. You know what I'm saying?
So, and this is at a time where, sadly, I don't want to say sadly, hip hop was on a decline. Or the attention, it was getting less attention, and you're fighting with this beast called Piano.
Mm.
But you guys are consistently producing hit songs and features at that particular time. I think Buyile, you guys were then moving. By the time Buyile was,
you guys had
moved, or had you guys moved already?
Because we recorded
Buyile in Bloom. Yeah. I remember Cooley drove down to us.
Okay.
I think probably like a couple of months later, A couple of months later.
Sure.
Same year though, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
2 years, same.
Years
ago.
Yeah.
Because we've been here two, 3 years.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes, 2, 3 years ago, after Buyile, we were like, listen.
Let's go.
Sure. Because wait, when we recorded, I mean, yeah, then there's this PH guy who hits you guys up.
Yeah.
I see you niggas is fire. But I mean, obviously, we've interacted way before, but I think I was then working on music as well at the time. And was it before? Was it before Buyile or during Buyile where we did?
I think it was during.
Serious?
Serious. Serious was before.
Serious was before.
I think Serious was before.
Serious was before, ne? After. No,
it was,
man.
It was before, man.
No, it was before. It was 2021, wasn't it?
2022.
Wheeler came after Serious. Anyways, but hey, yeah, like
we were running at that time.
You know, we're just
because when we did Bade Lam and Bade Lam, you guys. Did you guys not drive
we drove.
Yes.
Because this is when the deal, the clothing deal, you guys remember still doing
LS.
LS. I don't know how to pronounce it. I've never known how to pronounce it. LC, LS.
Wait, Elise, some people say that, but yeah.
But okay, so this is, you guys were still, when we recorded Bade Lam, that's why I remember you guys.
Yeah, we hadn't moved then. Yeah. We were still in the process of.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we were still in the process of that at that time.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I don't know why I think it was before.
We did Bade Lam when we had that Zanzu thing, right? Was it that?
Yes.
Was it the same weekend?
Yes.
Yes.
Did we have Buyile at that time?
Yes.
We performed Buila at Zanzu, right?
Right.
Yes. Hey, we're getting old, niggas.
Yes.
Right?
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But but I mean, obviously, that song, you know, smash, big tune, everywhere you go, people are singing that song. What does that say, again, for you guys in the move to Johannesburg? What does that say for... What does that obviously does that birth the idea of doing You Want Some More, the album, or
how did
we get to, you know, You Want Some More? How did we get to we're moving? How did we get to we're taking the risk of moving and leaving the comfortability of home to we are in Joburg?
I think because of the success of Buile and Sirius actually, and
shout out.
just the vibe, you know. Even when we were at Live,
sure.
You know, the people recognizing us.
Yeah, cause yeah. I was at Live and I saw y'all.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I saw y'all. You know? I saw y'all.
They at home.
I'll leave it
they
there.
At home.
Like y'all niggas had a section in a certain corner, but yeah.
You feeling me? And everybody was comfortable like that. Like we hadn't, like, that's new. That was new for us. But yes, everybody was so sure. Like, this is where we need to be. Like
100%.
You guys don't sit here, man. We need to sit there. Like sure. That's what you guys saw. So, we were like, you know what? I feel like everybody's accepting of this, man.
Sure.
You know, because when I age, the thing about Steno in 20 is that I don't want to say we don't struggle, but
sure.
We don't do something for the struggle. You know, like sure. People say, come to Joburg, I slept on the streets, I was in the bathroom.
I slept on my sister's couch, man.
I sleep on a couch, not sure. On the streets. Oh, you know, okay. What I'm saying? So we didn't want to move like that. Okay. Move in a sense to inconvenience somebody.
Got you.
Or anything like that. So we needed to make sure that everything is like, if we're moving right so that we can handle our own, so okay. We can see exactly what we need, okay. So that we don't have so many people that we end up owing our success to because... Yeah. I was on your couch.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So in that time, we were like, okay, guys, we can definitely do this.
Okay.
You know, met a few people along the line that sort of made it possible for us to live the way we wanted to live so that we can push the work, you know? So cool. Now we're moving. We're here. And we're like, okay, now that we're here, we need music.
Sure.
You know, and at the time, I think it was just after... We finished with Universal, ne?
Yes. Because I was about to ask. There was Universal deal either you guys were trying to get out of or you'd gotten into.
Yeah, no, I think.
Tony, can we speak about that?
Yeah. No, I don't think it's a bad conversation. It's
not. Sure.
You know, I just
it's something we need to touch on where, you know, there's a kid from Bloemfontein or from a smaller city looking at you guys now saying, yes. Hey, I'm trying to be like those dudes.
Yes. Yeah.
And we got to speak about the challenges of, maybe the deal that we got into wasn't the best or was the best at the time, but, you know, now.
Yeah. Can I get in Gabuaga? Please. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm saying with the struggle thing.
Sure.
You understand? With the deal, it was so fantastic because Mshimane got to get pushed out the way it was, and it reached everybody needed to reach. I mean, we had Taylor with Questa, which I feel like is like the biggest hip hop song.
Sure.
I mean, Scooter Baba King. Scooter Baba. Taylor is sort of
the same vibe.
You understand what I'm saying? Like I always want to say stuff like this, but people will be like, we're blowing our own horn or anything like that. Like
You mention it, I'm sonically, I'm just like, you
get
right.
Me?
Yeah,
We've been doing the right things. Like Mshimane, our melody, Mshimane has been on a lot of other hip hop songs. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like the respect that I felt that we deserved, you know, you can't also sometimes demand respect in a new space that you don't know anything about. But at that time, we were like, okay, cool. We have this thing, guys, and we have an album.
Yeah.
You know, so let's push the album. And now they didn't want to push the album. Like, the album is not what it's, the album is not. Why don't you guys try do something different or... Like, you know,
this is the label
now. Sure. So I'm like, you guys signed Steno in 20. You didn't sign PH.
Sure.
You know, you signed Steno in 20.
Sure.
You understand? So now you're saying
we must sound
like
PH. Know?
What are you saying?
Tricky.
You know?
I mean, bro, like, I was actually listening to the joint with Maclera.
Yes.
You want some more.
Yeah. You want some more. And I was just like, baffled as to how this song wasn't like the next
one of them ones.
Yeah.
They said nah to it.
And,
and just imagine, PH, actually one of the things that confirmed the move for us.
Sure.
We had started making the album before we said, you know, we had a couple of songs that we had recorded yet. And just imagine how you feel, and it's universal. You also have respect for them, like you're listening to them because they've been dealing with a lot of artists. But every time you send a certain artist a song, like, yo, please listen to this and jump on if you like it, it comes back with a verse.
Oh,
you know what I mean? The very same song that Universal said,
nah, too.
You send another one just to try to confirm.
Got you.
It comes back with a verse. Mm. You know? So we out here like, okay, we are hearing you guys, and we can change this, but everybody, and these are prominent artists.
Sure.
They're not wasting any time. We send in this thing this week, we're getting it next week.
Sure.
It just tells you that how much they love the song.
Sure.
So we were a little bit baffled on, okay, what do we do now?
Mm-hmm.
Do we scratch off these songs that other artists are loving?
Sure.
And are we starting from scratch again? You know what I mean? Yeah. And we thought, okay, maybe if we can move and actually go feel the streets of Joburg, mm-hmm. you know, go talk to people that are running the streets, and we might find out where are we going on here, you know what I mean? But it was a little bit baffling, and it hurts me till this day, because I really believe that You Want Some More is one of them ones, and I'm talking about the whole album.
Sure. Mm. Look, I think I, just from the top of my head, You Want Some More, you, mm-hmm. and...
Tutumela, you've been humming
it
right
now. I think there's about four joints, so I was just like, okay, these guys are four bombs that are just gonna, after this one, we're giving you this one. So the challenge for me was just like, hey, gents, when is it coming? Mm. And obviously then I picked up on there was challenges with, you know, with the label, and I was like, ish, it's unfortunate that's the body of work that, because we all have songs that we wish you know, could have catapulted, but they don't. But it also allows you then to be, as an artist and as a creative, I got more in the chamber, you know, and which leads me to, what are you guys working on now, you know?
Mm.
What have you guys been doing since the album dropped, I think in 2023? How are we looking in the future? Is there anything that's coming besides the two songs that I'm holding?
Big two songs.
No. But we shout out to Acid. In fact, Acid has played quite a pivotal role. Not a pivotal,
of course.
But an important role in your guys' music, mm-hmm. musicality, right?
Yes.
He's very talented.
Guy's actual producer, or?
Yes. You know, the thing is, we started off with Acid.
Sure.
You know, we in Bloom, he's the best.
Yeah.
We only work with the best.
Yeah.
You know, and AD too. Those are our two producers.
Producers, yeah.
You know, so.
And their sounds are still different till this day. Like,
you understand?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys who can't, yeah.
Those guys just, I felt like we had the formula.
Sure.
You know, and it's so dope when you start off with people and then people end up having a career off of what we started together, you know. So I can never hate on anybody moving and doing things in their own. That's what we actually supposed to do. That's what we did all of this for, you know. So the albums are done. The songs are a million. There's a lot of songs. We just needed to package them, you know. Okay. But just like Steno was saying, when you say no to a song like You Want Some More, to a song like You, to a song like Tutumela, to a song with Casper Nyovest, to a song with Nadia Nakai, you know, now it makes us think like, okay, it's okay, you know, but like, who must decide? Why must PH decide? Why don't we say, let's give it to the people, let the people decide.
Sure.
We give it the same machine we gave Shimani and Tsele, and let's see what the people say. You know, we never got the chance to do that, so we ended up releasing the album by ourselves with our own money, shooting the videos and doing all of these things, you know. And it's expensive, and there's four videos that you need to see. We already have Shisela.
Sure.
We have hot songs, you understand what I'm saying? And at that time we're thinking, okay, you know what, it's literally Steno and 20 versus Piano.
Sure.
Because
Asian Fana.
No. It's the truth. No.
I'm saying Asian Fana as like I'm agreeing. Yeah. I'm agreeing with you because, like I said, like the attention for hip hop just tanked.
Yeah.
You know. And if you're releasing, you're releasing in isolation because it's not a movement.
Exactly.
There's not 10 other Stinoli 20s that are releasing at the same time. So if you have one song popping, it's that one song, and your attention span is compared to the next piano song, which is going to be a dance challenge in the next week, and your song.
Mm-hmm. And it's personal for us when at PH because we always are facing something.
Sure.
2020, we were facing COVID with our hardest song in Asian the country. Fun. Then we get a chance to break free from that. Now it's Amapiano.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So we always facing something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's what built the character. I was about to say, man,
a lot of the things that you guys are mentioning are like character building. And I think the next person, you leave the comfortability of home, you go to the big city, you box and box and box and box, and all you getting in return is punches, you know. The 12th round is still around the corner.
But
when I say the 12th round is in, like, the fight is not over,
of course.
Which leads me to what you guys are working on now.
Yeah.
And the two songs that we will release, Tony.
His eyes are piercing.
Because, you know, them joints is fire.
Fire.
Every time I play it for someone, it's just obviously... I'm not trying to use my energy in this particular space. Let me not box. Let me just, you know, hold on to some of the gems, which are not, it's songs that, even if we did in 2021, if you release today, you know, those, the joints that we work, that we've got, are songs that even if released in the next 2 years, which is not going to happen, will still be fire, you know? So I think that's the cool thing about you guys. And so, sonically, I believe that you guys sound different, you know, your voices and your musicality in terms of ability, where I think you, both of you guys sing,
both
right?
Voices, yes.
Rap and sing, yes. You know, which a lot of guys struggle with. So yeah, what are we cooking now? What's happening?
We're cooking now a brand new album.
Okay.
I think we definitely working, not I think, we are definitely working with other producers.
Sure.
You know, so...
To mix up the sound.
Yeah, to mix up the sound and also to get inside the streets of Joburg, you know,
sure.
So that when you know the song is from your favorite producer from this side, at least you,
got you.
Put an ear to it and whatnot, you know. So sure. we on that. Mm. I think if the hero allows, Tony, if you allow... we wanted to do it an EP. And
I was about to ask. Why an album? And look, how I felt about, you know, music consumption and attention span is that we don't have attention span
of an album anymore.
Yeah. You're better off releasing
singles.
Those 12 joints within the year, even if it was once a month. Mm-hmm. You know, one song a month. Shoot, maybe every second song. So not every second. Every third song. Would have a video or a visualizer, you know, considering how, again, attention span works. Why dedicate yourself to an album?
I think an album, because of that particular reason, is always to have music. So now that's what I'm saying, we can call it an EP and just keep dropping little bits or pieces of the album.
Okay.
So just have a whole album
body
there
work,
and then we just keep on cutting it.
Sure.
You know, I think I'm gonna say it here on the Shady Podcast. What's coming is more. The name of our previous album is You Want Some More with the question mark.
Yeah.
Now we're closing it off. It's more. That's the EP.
Nice.
We just gotta give it to you proper.
Nice.
You know, and if you also listen to Stino and 20 to that album, every song could have been a single.
Yes, yes.
You understand? Yes. So that's how we make music. Like, ain't nobody beating us with hooks. If you feel like you are, let's talk about it. You know,
come on. Talk your shit, player. Yeah,
but ain't nobody beating us with the hooks.
Sure.
I don't care who you are. I'm sorry if I sound like that, but
don't be sorry. There's no need to be sorry. Yeah.
So that's what we finna give the people now. But right now we deep into the market research.
Okay.
You know, so that's why I can't give you a date on the album.
No pressure.
It's that now.
When it comes to the sound, and speaking of, obviously working with other producers, are we sticking to a certain hip hop sound? Are we exploring other genres? Are we digging into the very same piano? Or
yeah,
what can we?
We are dabbling into other genres, you know what I mean? But me personally, I don't know about my boy. Well, I know about my boy, but personally, me, I am still not happy with where the state of hip hop is.
Sure.
You know, I'm not happy with the amount of work we put in to help resurrect hip hop again.
Sure.
You know, I still have that bone in me, that unfinished business.
Yeah.
You know, I still feel like that, you know, but I don't want tomorrow the Stinoli 20 fans to so tell us, yo, you guys are sold out. You know, you guys promised us that you're going to be the hottest hip-hop duo ever, which we are. Don't get it twisted. But I still need to see some work.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And I really feel like dabbling into other genres kind of makes me feel like Gado Chaman. You know, kind of.
Wouldn't it speak to your artistry?
No. Yeah, for real. For sure, for sure. But we have some unfinished business to do.
Got you.
You know what I mean? But in terms of
that should be the name of the album.
Unfinished business.
I'm telling you.
Love
it.
But in terms of working with other producers, that's the reason why we're working with other producers, to dabble into other genres. And
got you.
You know what I mean? Maybe we'll give you an Amapiano EP later.
Okay.
Might just give you an R&B EP.
Because your niggas is capable of that. Yeah.
Might just go Le Compora. I know Tony loves Le Compora. I could tell the hints that he gives. I'm just quiet about it.
Yeah. I see you play.
You know, but we have to. We also like to do that. You know? We listen to my piano. We listen to everything.
Okay.
You know? So we will in due time.
But
The
business is the business that is unfinished.
Sure.
So we on that. So we need to make sure that what we're talking about now, we back it up.
Got you.
You know, so that's why we're taking our time with the EP music and finding the right producers. I mean, we already worked with Zuchi. You know, we're working with Mash.
Nice.
You know, we with Riley as well.
Okay.
You know, and I'm still trying to build up the catalog.
You're talking about award-winning producers.
Yeah,
I like that.
Of course. You know, we have to do that. Lunatic as well.
Okay.
You know, so we're just building as much music as possible. And obviously PH will be the first one before everybody has the listening session.
Dango.
You got to hear it first and be on some. Okay, boys, I think I hear exactly what you're talking about.
Sure.
And yeah.
To touch on obviously what you're talking about now, and we were speaking about it off air, there's genre fatigue when it comes to, you know, I guess the beast that was piano, and it's allowing for other genres to exist, you know, like where you see there's way more attention on three-step and Afro-step and three-step and Afro house now, you know. And, you know, there's room for hip-hop. And I just think that my issue is that guys aren't releasing enough.
Yeah.
Everyone's operating in isolation. And this is a call-out to like, everyone who's in the studio who's holding on to shit, including me, who's holding on to shit to, like, just release the music, because it's going to take a movement for us to garner the attention that we require. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we don't want to find ourselves where, again, you just release and it's your one song and it's, and then, you know, back to dancing on tables with other joints.
You know, it's really like that, you know. And I can't blame my homies for holding on to music, because, you know, why am I releasing if my song is gonna, you know, you're gonna listen to my song for just a week or two?
Gotcha.
Because the game has changed right now. Like,
yeah, consumption.
To touch on the album story too, like, you, Walama to release an album, because we don't have the attention span like
sure,
that.
Mm. Sure.
You know, we on TikTok now. We waiting for that 1:32. I know when the song gets to 1:32, that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We wait for that. And you just, as an artist, Wadibala PH on some ish.
Yeah.
I have something to tell you guys.
Mm.
I have a personal thing that I need you guys to listen on. And
sometimes
you're just that type of artist.
Mm.
We are different as artists. You get those TikTok artists, which 100%. There's nothing wrong with them. They're superstars, you know, but you get a guy who believes in the traditional way of releasing music, you know, the longevity way, the legendary status way, you know, that he might find difficult to achieve on TikTok, might find difficult to achieve, you know what I mean? And Wadibala is an artist on some, do they really deserve this from me?
Got you.
You know what I mean? And that's why homies are just holding on to things. But we need to change it at the end of the day.
Yeah, we got to drop.
Yeah,
you know.
Tell me, any names we can look out for in terms of features?
You, PH, DJ PH.
Yes, sir. No, yo, guys. So there's these two songs, and they're world apart. When I first heard them, I was like, "Sorry, if you were planning on releasing them, that's not happening. I want them." And I think there's been multiple, there's been variations of the joints, but. Yeah, that those two songs are coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two songs are coming
out. Do you have a date?
No, it won't be on the first half of the year. It won't be.
Yeah.
Of course. I've always been, if you guys have ever seen anything that I've done in terms of music, I need the sun out.
For sure.
I need the sun out.
For sure.
I need vibes. I need, you know, let us be nice, you know?
For sure.
And yeah, so I'm a very summer guy, so definitely September onwards.
Later,
yeah, September onwards, and then yeah, we can start talking. Yeah.
Yeah, I think for now I can't really, because we don't have anything
tangible
yet, but we are in talks with a couple of our other artists.
Okay.
You know, and obviously it's the homies, you know, that we're just trying to build a relationship with.
Sure.
You know, I don't know now.
Sorry, has there been instances where before where, you know, you wanted or you sent a song to someone and you were hoping that they'll jump on and they didn't, or they were weird to you, but
yes.
Cuz Joburg
there. Come on.
Yes.
No names.
names. Oh. But with our latest song Chell It.
Our
latest song Chell It, produced by Zuchi. Shout out Zuchi.
Banger.
Sure. It's a banger.
Banger.
Uh-huh. It's a banger. That has no excuse on why you wouldn't want to jump on it.
Gotcha.
Mm. So I'm a bit confused. We tried, is it two or three artists now?
Some guys three. Get intimidated. Eh? Some three. Guys, you send them something, they're like, ish, I can't outwrite this verse.
Le Happy with music from Stino Letweni, it just has to sound how we sound.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Like if you can listen to Mshimani.
Sure.
How K.O. wrote and how Cooley wrote the song.
Sure.
They wrote it based on how it sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
How we doing it, you know. And to some people, they don't like that.
Mm.
Like, if I can't put in my...
My sauce.
Sure.
I don't like it.
Mm.
Be like and it's understandable, you know. But I was surprised. Chelet, they should, you know. But my Kwela boys... Shout out, what's the queen?
On the highest level, yeah.
They mess with Stino Letweni. We shout also out. Mess with them.
Well, so. I'd like to see that collab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we. It's on. It's on. It's coming.
It's on.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you very much. We're not going to leave now, but obviously we've got someone who just walked into the building. He identifies as something that he isn't, but Boozy the coach is in the building.
Goonjani Buffo, Goonjani Brew, is that sense and cheese, right? Today we're reading from Anonymous, Bolas 925, stock fell. Ha, yachela weda. So our office stock fell was meant to pay out this month. Tell me why the HR lady who runs it suddenly took emergency leave right before payout week. Yo, matata fela. Now her phone is off. Her Instagram is on private, and someone swears they saw her at Mall of Africa carrying Zara bags. If only Kimile Baba is an aso. Yo, hey, this WhatsApp leak. Seg for the Kavela Baba. Oza Matala, Oza. Iti Vosho. Where were you? Where were you, Baba? Where were you? Oza Matala, Oza. Lorungone Zara. Mina, Oza Tola Smith, Baba. Te Kavela. Yachala. Cash. All colors, alle clearer, yonkimbala. Guys, are we getting scammed or is this a soft life investment plan?
Ish. So for me, so basically, what Boozy is talking about is a stock fell that's gone wrong, or there's that one person in the stock fell who's fucked over everyone.
Mm.
I have trust issues. Now, personally, I have trust issues.
Mm.
I can't put my money. I get the basis of a stock fell. Yo, you know, sabesa. Then 1 month you're taking out, you know, then we carry on the cycle. I think it helps, you know. I think it's carried homes, it's carried families, it's carried a lot of people. And I think I remember reading some financial, I don't know if it was the Financial Times or something, but basically the worth of stock fells in the country carries a lot of weight, you know, in terms of the amount of money. But
trust issues.
My ass got trust issues. You know, and basically this lady from HR, was it HR, no? Yeah, from HR took some money and ran away with it, you know.
Switched
off the phone.
And put her Instagram on private.
In this economy.
Imagine, father.
Can't receive it away, no?
Would you guys do a stock for?
Yeah, I would, you know, but with people that I trust.
Trust, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like it needs to be somebody I can walk up in your house.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't play with me kind of person, not somebody I can't reach.
Got you.
No.
And it's crazy like with stock fails because I would do that too, but it's crazy. It's a stock failure to have money.
Yeah.
But for us to be a part of the stock, you also need to have money.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some of us don't get paid like other people get paid. You know, people get monthly allowances, salaries. We just get this term, you got a lump sum.
Sure.
Then you don't get money for four months. You know what I mean? So it's a bit tricky like that with stock files. But with the people that I trust, I really can chip in. And it's just that I can't. I'm not able to do that right now because I'm a hustler.
It's your father. That's all good, buddy. I'm a hustler.
You know what I mean? So if ever there's where we get money on a monthly basis, then we can.
Of course.
In Cape Town next year. Let's just put in some 150s there.
Hey, for those at home who are in Stockfells, just check your friends there. That's make easy. Sure that you know the other address and the other address and the other number.
Do we trust our treasure?
Yeah.
And it's not funny. It's not funny. We need that money.
Yeah. Don't play with
that's
us.
That's the reason why we did it. We need that money. How about Mall of Africa? What is Zara man? Or a son's husband. What a son's my dog.
Like,
you know, we need that.
Don't
our
do
kids.
That.
School fees is more fees.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Gentlemen, thank you very much for your time. Before we go, is there anything you want to shout out? Anyone? Anything that we should look out for on the socials? Anything.
Yo, we dropped the You Want Some More Unplugged.
Okay.
You know, yes. It's a live band. It's a.
I didn't even know this.
It's the first hip hop live album. You know.
It's an album.
Well, it's a few of the songs.
Okay.
So it's like an EP and a thing. Just to give the people a taste of, like, do you like hearing us live? Because we also need to tap into the live shows.
Sure.
We're tapping into doing our own shows.
Sure.
And doing stuff with the band. So it is out there on all the digital streaming platforms.
Nice.
Make sure that you get that. Listen to that. Let us know what you
called?
Think. It's called You Want Some More Unplugged.
Oh, Unplugged. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Get tapped in with that. And also stay on our pages. You know, listen to the albums as well. You know, get
run
educated.
Run it up. Yeah.
And we coming with some brand new music, man. Brand new flavor. We're coming with shows as well. You know, we're just trying to make sure that we are reachable every single place that you can possibly think of. And shout out to my homies, Rocher. You already know.
Shout out.
My boys, I got y'all. Yeah.
All right, cool. Gentlemen, thank you very much
thank
for your
you
time.
So much, my
looking
brother.
Forward to the music in the later part of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to the moves. I think anything that you guys have touched has always turned into gold. You guys have golden voices. You know, I love how, even at the back end, you know, how Tony operates for you guys. I love the unity. Stay homies, you know, stay awesome and let's build.
Yes, sir.
I think 2025 is going to be a beautiful year when it comes to music. And looking forward to it, man. But, yeah,
thank
shout
you
out
to my brother.
Thank you very much for tuning in. It's the Shady Podcast. My name is PH. We're out of here. And shout out to, there's a guy called Nati I met this past weekend. Mm-hmm. So how we usually sign out is, take it easy, and if it's easy, take it home.
Hey,
right? And obviously, we've stopped in the last couple of weeks. So there was this guy, Nati, saying, hey, Chief, stop that thing. Yeah. Don't take it home. Because I was leaving a gig, and he's like, I'm glad to see you leaving alone. Yeah. Don't take it home. So shout out to Nati. We are not taking it. We're taking it easy, but we're not taking it home. Yeah. And Faggy Volume, we're out of here. Show some love on the socials. It's a Shady Podcast everywhere. And of course, YouTube. We love the interaction. We love everything about you guys. And also go and check us out on TikTok as well. But yeah, we're out of here. Shady Podcast. See you again next week. Steen Only 20 in a building. And they are now out. Let's go.